I wanted to do something different this year. Been on this new health journey, trial and error, like error. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Truth Be Told podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Alexis Monet Howell, and I am so excited for our conversation today. But I'm super excited because, y'all, we made it to the year 2023. Happy New Year to you guys. I hope that it's treating you well so far. I'm so excited for what the Lord is going to do this year in our lives and all the plans he has and all the things he wants to do. And it's just going to be a blast. And I can't wait to experience it with you through this podcast each and every episode. There's so many things to talk about. There's so many things I'm excited about. There's a lot of content that the Lord has already put on my heart that I cannot wait to give to you guys and upload really, really soon. Y'all are so amazing. And to do life with you guys, it's unreal. It's unmatched. I don't even deserve it, but I'm thankful for it. I'm so thankful for y'all. And I just cannot wait to get into today's conversation. So without further ado, let's talk about the new year, same goals. So usually when it comes to the new year, there are a lot of new habits and new goals that we set out for, want to do, want to accomplish, don't want to do anymore. You know, like there are things that we say that we want to achieve, and then there are some things that we want to remove ourselves from. Well, this year, I feel like for me personally, is different than any other year I've had as far as goals go. So as you can see by the title, it should say something along the lines of New Year, same goals. And I'll definitely explain what that means. And also I'll share with you guys the new word that I feel like I'm to walk in, especially in the first few months of the new year. So I'm super excited about that. But maybe you have some goals for this year, and whether it is a fitness goal, a family goal, a spiritual goal, whatever, I think it's important to have goals. But what we often do as humans is that we put such high standards on goals, and we reach for the stars, and we typically don't reach them. Like, we set out to reach the stars, but we fall short and we land in the dirt. And I wanted to do something different this year, and I'm so thankful that the Lord has been working it out in a way that I am able to do something different, which is, even though I'm in a new year, I have the same goals, which is so wild to me because I've been one of those people who have had new habits and new goals for the new year, and there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think, but I feel like for me, I'm going to be maintaining some of the goals that I've set over the past few months still over the next few months in the new year. So, one of those goals would be my fitness journey. I think I talked to you guys on the podcast before about, oh yeah, I did. It was my birthday month and our 1 year anniversary on the Truth Be Told podcast. I talked about 22 things that I've learned about the Lord and myself. And one of those things is that I've learned that I love fitness. And I've been on this new health journey. I've been learning a lot, researching, trial and error, like error. It's just been a wild ride, and trying to find the best thing for me when it comes to nutrition and when it comes to my fitness and my health in general. So still on that journey, still very new into it, but so excited for what I've learned so far and what I am soon to accomplish, because your girl is determined that the goals that I've set, I'm going to reach. Those goals are that I've already set in the past few months is to work out at least 4 to 5 times a week. And even if it's not strength training 4 to 5 times a week, at least walking. So my goal did change a little bit early on in my fitness journey of just trying to figure out, okay, what do I really want to do? So now that it's changed just a little bit, I'm still pretty new in this goal that I've set as far as my fitness goes, but I want to be active at least 5 times a week. And if that is just walking every day, that is totally fine. My goal is also to just move my body, make sure that I'm not stationary, make sure I'm getting good blood flow. And, you know, the second thing that in my fitness journey, I definitely want to drink enough water. I grew up not liking water because it had no taste. Okay. But, you know, a soda or juice or it has taste to it. You either get a little fizziness or you get a little sweetness. And I really love that. So I'm learning to love water. I'm incorporating it. I'm doing better and even overachieving the goal that I set. So I'm just so super excited about that. But in this of working out 4 to 5 times a week, whether it's just walking and doing some strength training or cardio or HIIT workouts, whatever I'm feeling in the moment, I also want to listen to my body. And this is something that I've established over the past few months is if my body is aching, like listen to that. If I'm overly like tired and just zapped of energy, listen to that. If I want a burger, listen to that. I'm one that I do count calories, but for the reason of just making sure I'm getting enough nutrient rich foods and my macros are up to par. And I'm still learning. I still haven't reached it where like I'm hitting my macros, which is the protein, fat, and carbs like I should, but I'm getting there. And again, this is why, even though I'm in the new year, I still have the same goals and I'm still working toward those and I'm still learning and doing this as best as I can, you know? So I'm listening to my body, I'm incorporating water more and more, which is really good for the body. And I feel good when I know that I'm drinking a lot of water and just allowing my body to be refreshed. It's refreshing for me mentally to know that I'm fueling my body in the best way possible. Talking about fueling your body, I want to make sure, as I said, that I'm eating nutrient-rich foods and hitting my macros and just trying my best to do better in what I consume and not be so accustomed, like what I'm accustomed to of fast food or fried food, like just making little adjustments to where I'm leaning into something else. It's a little bit healthier and a little bit better for my body. Nothing crazy. Just want to do a little bit better. And we are just going to continue it on in the year 2023. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep it moving. And just really enjoying the food. So if I decide to get a cheeseburger, I'm going to enjoy that cheeseburger. And definitely if I'm getting a steak, I'm going to enjoy that steak. I'm not going to feel guilty about the food that I eat, but I do want to do better. And so that's what we're going to continue to do in this year. Talking about spiritually, the spiritual goals that I have is really to leave worry at the Father's feet. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a couple of episodes from now about worry and what the Lord has been revealing about my worry and what he's been saying and leading me to and all of that. And the book that I'm reading that really helps with it. So that's something that I want to continue to do is to leave worry at the Lord's feet and to grow in my confidence, because this is also something that we'll talk about in future episodes. But just being made aware of the insecurities that I have and taking those insecurities to the Lord, seeing what the Lord has to say about it and walking in his truth. So that's what I want to do, continue to do, is just learning the Lord's truth and walking with him step by step, because that's the only way that I'm going to fulfill the desire I have to be confident in the Lord. In order to be confident in the Lord, you're going to have to walk with the Lord. So we're going to continue to do that as well. I want to continue to be obedient to the Lord. I've seen a shift in my life and I'm so thankful for it, which was a big prayer of mine to be obedient to the Lord. Some of the things that the Lord asks of us is uncomfortable and a little odd, a little weird. It can cause tension, or it can just make things uncomfortable for you or for others. And so obeying the Lord is not always the easiest thing. So that's been a really big prayer of mine in the past. And I've definitely seen the shift where I'm obeying the Lord more and more. And I'm so thankful for it. And I want to continue to do that in the new year. So that's something that I want to continue to strive for. And I want to continue to pick up my sobriety chip. So on the podcast, I've had amazing men and women in the faith that have talked about their journey and where the Lord has them and what they're learning. And a couple of people have talked about an amazing program called Recovery Alive. It is based here in North Carolina, and it is run by an amazing pastor called John Eklund. And through Recovery Alive, we are taking step by step and finding freedom that the Father has for us. And it's basically to take dead men and bring them back to life. And it's just a beautiful program. Anyway, one of the things that we do every month is to have a chip celebration where you get to pick up a chip of 30-day sobriety, 60, 90, so on, so forth, whether it's from drinking, whether it's from drugs, whether it's from gluttony, whether it's from cussing, whether, you know, it ranges as far as what you're picking up that chip for. And the chip is to signify you've surrendered it to the Lord and you haven't done that for however long you pick up the chip for. So my goal this year is to keep picking up my sobriety chip. The thing that I laid before the Father is very personal to me. So I want to just keep going. And I am, let's see, this month will be 3 months of picking up my sobriety chip, which is so good. I'm not drinking, you guys. Like, it's a personal boundary that the Lord's put in my life, and it's something that was very toxic for me. So I surrendered that to the Lord, and we're moving on. We're doing great, and I want to continue to do great. So that is a goal that I have, to where I can pick up my 1 year chip, and I'm so excited for that day. I cannot wait for it. I'm reminded of it every month when I reach a milestone, and I'm just so excited. So those are the physical fitness and spiritual goals that I've set over the past few months and that I want to continue to maintain over the next few months and however long we've got. So going into that, speaking of maintain, I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but that is my word, not necessarily for the year unless the Lord says so, but I know specifically over the next few months. Regarding my fitness, I have goals that I've set and I want to see results in the next few months. I feel like if I continue to maintain and stay consistent in what I'm doing, and the same for my spiritual health. I feel like if I continue to seek the Lord and surrender to Him and lay my worries at His feet and continue to be obedient, I'm going to reap a harvest. It relies on me maintaining and being consistent and staying the course and running my race well. So that is what I'm so excited about in the new year. If you guys have any goals that you're trying to achieve in the year 2023, please let me know below. Definitely follow me on all my social media accounts at Dear Broken Girl. Let me know even up there. I would love to hear from you guys. I'm so excited again for this year. I cannot believe we are here in 2023, and I'm so excited for what the Lord has for us. I hope y'all have an amazing day, an amazing new year. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.